Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot Cares for a Monday, and Reverend Shona is in the studio. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning, and it's so good to be here this morning.
So this morning's story is, I suppose we could say, one of resilience. I love stories like this.
It is about resilience and just how amazing people are. They never give up, some of them. They just keep going. And Amy, as we're going to call her to protect her identity, is just one of those examples, Bunny.
So Amy was orphaned at a very young age, and she's obviously experienced a lot of loss throughout her childhood. At just 3 years old, when her mother passed away, she went to go and live with her grandmother. And the lady who nominated the family, Olivia, that's how she came to know Amy. Amy's grandmother was working for the family, and so she became part of the family. She didn't even speak English when she arrived, but soon after arriving, she learned quite quickly and started to flourish under the care of her grandmother.
And even though she attended an under-resourced school, and this is what I find so remarkable, where academic performance was generally poor, she even won an external debating award. That's how determined this young person is. And then she's gone on, in spite of many other hardships, including floods destroying her home, she's gone on to save every cent she can and purchased her own laptop, enrolled for a B.Ed. degree at UNISA. She did her practical already, but she's trying to finish her studies, working part-time. Just remarkable.
And in the face of every challenge, even the recent floods in Khayelitsha, she was forced to live in a church. She had to evacuate her home. Eventually, she found a room to rent. But like you say, no matter what the challenge is, this resilient spirit wants the best for her life, wants to elevate her life through her studies, through working part-time, so that she was able to afford her part-time studies. Even though she has been trying to get help from NISFAS, she's not stopped trying to improve herself and her circumstances.
And then, Bunny, something terrible happened. And so I think let's ask Amy about that terrible day where she was held up at gunpoint and they stole her laptop.
So it was just a random day. You know, I'm not working, I'm at home. And then I just want to go to the shop because it's like next door. So we always have to keep the doors locked, the gates locked, because anything can happen anytime. So it's just me going next door to the shop. And then when I come back, because like the streets were quiet, like there was no one. And when I'm about to close the gate, when I come in, I'm coming back from the shop. These guys come and they say, don't lock the gate. Go in, open the door. I'm not someone who usually leaves my stuff laying around, like especially my laptop and my phone. My phone, when I leave the house, I put it in my toiletry bag and then put it in my wardrobe. But then I was doing an assignment the night before and my laptop was here next to the bed. So when I left my phone, I put it, as always, in my toiletry bag. And then I went out. But now when they came in, my laptop was next to the bed. And they took the laptop, the heater, like everything that was electrical appliance.
Sure.
And they couldn't find my phone. So I just told them that I use my laptop for my WhatsApp and everything. And they took it and then they left. And I was terrified. I was terrified. And imagine walking from site B to inside site B to a police station on feet, and I was just so numb that I just wanted to get there because I need that laptop.
Yeah,
I have an assignment due at 11 o'clock.
Sure. I'm so sorry that that happened to you, that you were held up at gunpoint in your home. That invasion is terrible.
So, Amy, we here at Hot 107 and Hot Cares have been so deeply moved by your story, your resilience, your determination to continue in spite of everything that you faced, that we are going to pay for a new laptop for you. But more than that, we're also going to pay for your second year of study to the value of 23,000 Rand, as well as give you some vouchers for the next 6 months to help ease the financial pressure that you're under. And because you've been through this very traumatic event, and we all know the trauma of this, we see it all around us.
Yeah.
We really do feel that you need some professional counselling to support your recovery and healing following that robbery.
All of that, Amy, to the value of 40,000 Rand.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so much. You don't know what I don't know how much this means to me.
You know, it takes a village, they always say, to raise a child, and we love investing in people who invest in themselves. That's exactly what you've done. That's exactly what you do, Amy, every day. And so it's our privilege to be able to assist you towards your dream.
Thank you so much. I don't even know what to say.
Thank you is plenty. And we just will be watching and looking closely to see how you manage this year with the support of our listeners. And yeah, we're looking very much forward to seeing a successful year two for you.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.